Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and each week I explore the unfolding revolution of consciousness that's happening around the country. And tonight's guests are two people who are very much contributing to that transformation. We'll be talking to Katharina Sperling and Valerie Solheim, and they have been working with Slim Sperling and Slim Sperling's tools, and we'll be talking about Slim, who's no longer with us, but very much, I think, still a part of the consciousness, part of this evolution. So thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us, Alan. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, so let's talk about Slim, because I met Slim, and Slim had these devices. I would call them healing devices, but there were also environmental devices, and you could probably describe what they are better. I mean, based on the qubit, but either Valerie or Katharina, describe what Slim's vision was and how these tools worked.
Well, the tools Slim created or invented are called the Light Life tools, and they are all based on sacred geometry. And they are basically the rings, the coils, and the harmonizer. And the rings are used for healing, for energizing water, for so many different reasons. Like, you know, I have rings over my burner. I have them over my gas cup. I have them in my trunk, so when I buy groceries, they get energized.
You have it in your refrigerator?
Over the refrigerator.
And I'll have to confess.
Let me interrupt a second, and let me tell people what the rings are. Well, what I see they are, they're basically circular rings made out of metal that are spiraled. I mean, but I don't know what gives them power. Can you describe them more specifically and why they are such powerful healing tools?
I think one of the things that gives the tools the power is the measurement. That's the sacred qubit, and that's an old Egyptian measurement. And the other thing is that Slim found a way to twist the wire that, and this is what you see as the spiral, so that you have on both sides light energy coming out of the ring. Usually if you take a normal ring, you find the right spin on one side and a left spin on the other side. Mm-hmm. And our rings have a right spin or a beneficial energy coming out of both sides.
Now, who was Slim, and what was the vision he had in creating these tools? I know he's quite an intense, beautiful guy, but who was he, and why did he find this connection into this ancient Egyptian technology?
Well, Slim has had quite a career. He had a 20-year blacksmithing career, and when he gave that up, he was basically a man who was always looking for the tools, and he has been reading a lot and studying, and he came to the ring more or less by accident. You know, they had a guy come who claimed that you can heat or cool a building with a piece of wire, and they were sitting together, he and his friends, and he said, "What else can you do with a piece of wire?" And he put the rings together, the piece of wire together to a ring, and a clairvoyant were present at the time, and she was jumping up because there was so much light coming out. You know, so this is how he found the ring, basically, and then he used what he learned in his studies to come up with the right measurement, and then he found a way to twist the wire so that you have positive, beneficial energy coming out of both sides.
But how did he know there was beneficial energy? I mean,
because clairvoyants could see it. They could see the light coming out of the ring. And then basically by testing, and Slim said when he created the first ring, he felt like you can achieve peace on earth with this tool.
Well, why did he feel that?
He was committed to find something to heal people as well as doing something for the environment. He was very concerned about environmental pollution.
Mm.
And so he was always looking for means to eliminate it or at least decrease it significantly.
But what I'm still not getting, what was so amazing about these rings? Why? And they are powerful because I know when I put them on my body, if I have an injury, it helps heal. Actually, first time I met Slim, I actually healed myself of a hernia. That was actually
wow.
a bulging.
Congratulations.
I know, it was amazing. I put these, I put a lot of rings and these coils on, but I still don't know the science of why this works. I mean, why are they so powerful?
Let Valerie talk a little more about the science. I can tell you that it is because the so-called tensor field that is in the ring. So, but Valerie is our science person here. Let me have her talk to you about that.
Thank you.
One of the things that, before I get into the science, is Slim created these without science. He created these, like Katerina said, that he was sitting with these group of people and this happened. But he was also a man that was highly intuitive and really listened to the inner voice. And it was science that caught up with Slim. Slim was perceiving, the experience with the tools and the behavior was consistent for over 19 years with field reports, but there wasn't a science that was explaining what's going on here until quantum science became more popular and open to, or people became more receptive to it, because Slim certainly could talk it, but we didn't understand it. And what happens in the tensor field is because the qubit, and the qubit is not a simple measurement. The qubit is a study by the ancients of the alignment of the Earth, the Sun, and the Moon. And these certain alignments gave off certain light frequencies. It's like when you pluck a string of a piano and it gives off harmonics. That certain length of a string gives off a certain vibration, and they found on the king's tomb, in the king's pyramid, measurements in qubits. And the qubit that Slim was using at the time, called the sacred qubit, there is another one that came along later. The sacred qubit, however, is a qubit with a frequency for longevity and life. So,
Valerie, let me just absorb everything you've said before you move on. So you're saying there's a tensor field, T-E-N-S-E-R field, that's created from these qubits that are twisted and formed in a circle.
Well, first of all, a tensor field is created by any metal material formed into a ring. However, why is the tensor field in Slim's rings, why is that tensor field so powerful and has so many beneficial effects? It's because of the measure. Well, I'm giving you some cause and effect, but we also know there are things there that are unexplainable in our minds. But
right.
However, the qubit measure, the twisting of the wire, the material of the metal that's used as copper as a base and then plated with silver and gold, also carry these qualities. Most of the rings, have beads on them, and these beads are to stabilize the energy field within the ring. And this was part of, I can't remember his name. I'll go on. He'll come to me later. At any rate, the beads stabilized the field because of the twist.
Tesla
came up with beads on a ring to spheres on a ring to amplify and stabilize the field of the tensor.
I'm just also thinking about. So you're saying that because a qubit is a certain length, it actually emanates a a certain healing frequency, a certain special type of energy around? What's the length of a cubit in inches?
It's 20.6.
20.6, and if something's 20.6, that's a special vibratory measurement. Huh.
That is, and there are also components that Slim put into it in his work that gave it a greater capacity to perform in the way it does, that can't be measured. That's something that goes beyond what we understand at this time.
Well, you call them light life tools, and I want to tell people if they're on the internet, they can go to slimsperlings.com and look at some of these tools that we're talking about. So that's Slim, S-L-I-M, Sperling, S-P-U-R-L-I-N-G.com. You'll see a picture of Slim there, and you'll also see these tools. So let's go. Can we go over why these tools all do different things too?
Yes, I just wanted to add before we move on that the tools, another website, the principal website, is lightlifetechnology.com.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you for that.
Okay, here's Katarina.
Hi,
Dan. Hi. Yeah, so what is the purpose of the different tools? And I mean, I know Slim was an intuitive and he could just put these together and know what they did, but how do the different tools work?
Well, like if you take a ring, the ring works inside the field, the tensor field. So depending on the size of the ring, like you can place it on your body or you can scan the sky to avoid hail clouds. You can sit in there for meditation. You can put it, the small one, on your wrist to relieve pain anywhere on your body. And then one day Slim got tired of making rings and said, what else can I do with a piece of wire? And he came up with making the Aquabug coil, what we call it now. And the name for it is basically because he said it works like a vacuum cleaner. One side is sucking in pain, and the other side, light energy comes out. And all this information Slim got from clairvoyance. You know, you have to understand that Slim didn't have the means to get scientific evaluation for everything he invented, so he always had clairvoyance, and several of those very gifted people who confirmed and told him what they saw.
Well, okay,
so if you have pain in your body and the ring is not, how should I say, you know, you need more horsepower than you would take an Aquabug coil, or depending on what the pain is or what the injury is. Slim reported many cases where practitioners used the coil and healed broken bones within 20 minutes to an hour, you know.
The coil does that. The coil. And what's the other little U-shaped coil do?
The feedback loop. Feedback loop. Slim compared it like the coil is like a water hose, and the feedback loop is like if you go in a car wash, the power pressure, this is comparable. But Slim always had a ring and an aqua coil in his pocket. So the coil, you have to know which end to use. And the coil has a bead inside. And if you want to pull out pain, then you put the bead away from the pain. And if you want to give energy, then you turn it around and you point the bead towards the area that needs to be energized.
Okay, and so the most amazing thing, though, is the harmonizer. Talk about the environmental harmonizer, as you call it.
The environmental harmonizer as the name says. Slim created it. Basically, what it has is three rings and a coil inside. So the harmonizer is really the most amazing one because it has a spheric feel. And like the environmental harmonizer that comes with the environmental clearing CD has a range of about 50 miles radius. So, and that goes really up and down and in all sides. And we have many reports of people say that, well, a tornado was supposed to hit our town and we run the harmonizer, and that means put the frequency on and play it, that expands the field, and the tornado went around the town, you know, and they could see it on the satellite picture.
Can I just reiterate? So you're saying this little instrument with the right CD playing in the background will influence the environment 15 miles from the point, from the center of that point?
Yes, 50 miles radius. But you have to have the harmonizer standing in front of the boombox or put earphones from a Walkman on the harmonizer so that the frequency goes through the harmonizer.
But how can it affect 15 miles from, I mean, its center? That's truly phenomenal if that's really...
It is. You know, this little gadget is really very, very powerful, and so is the bigger brother, the agricultural harmonizer.
You know, what does that do?
The agricultural harmonizer has a radius of about 65 miles. And how we got confirmation of that is... we were with a group of people in Venezuela, and we were at the beach and had a guy playing the didgeridoo through the agricultural harmonizer. And so this also expanded the field of the harmonizer. And when we were flying back in our little plane, Slim was sitting next to the pilot, and he could see in the distance where the pollution started again. And so he asked the pilot, you know, and it was exactly 65 miles.
Oh. So we could play a didgeridoo through the harmonizer instead of
Yes.
That will increase its field?
That will increase the field, too.
Alan?
Yes.
I was looking through some papers here, and one of the scientists that worked with Slim was an electronic systems designer. And I asked him for a more precise definition of how the tensor field works, and I have it here, so I'd like to just read this to you.
Yes, please do.
Okay, he said, the twisted wire that forms the ring circumference cancels out the electromagnetic field in the ring due to its closed loop construction. This means that the magnetic field has been canceled out and a pure non-inductive supercurrent can now travel in the ring. This supercurrent field generates a scalar or tensor energy vortex field in the ring. The tensor field vortex created in the ring or in the harmonizer acts as an amplifier of the natural energy fields.
All right. I think I'm understanding that. So it cancels out the magnetic field, you're saying?
It cancels it out so there's no heat or friction. There's no loss of energy from the energy field around us in the air, free energy.
I see.
It brings it into coherency in the tensor field, and which then is able to send it through the vortex.
Well, I know just as simple as you put the ring over the gas pump, and you'll get more gas from using it that way, won't you?
Yes, we have many reports of people getting better mileage, you know, around 10 to 30%. It depends on the car, of course, and, you know, it seems that if people drive long distance, it seems to be much more effective than if you're going around in the city. But 10 to 30% is what we hear a lot.
So the tensor field is, where else do people use this idea of tensor fields? Like, where else is it found?
Everywhere where you want to energize something,
where you need healing.
Okay.
One of the things, now, when we talk, when I at least talk about these cause-effect, I really want people to understand that it goes far beyond that. One thing, most of the material around us in terms of organisms are largely made up of water. And Slim, you looked through, did some research with electron microscopes on the effects of water, what happens to water when it comes within the range of the ring. And what he found was that the water becomes supercharged. The nucleus, it changes the atomic structure of the water molecule because it creates greater distance between the nucleus and the electrons. And then the electrons take on a faster spin, and if perchance due to some kind of trauma or pollution or, I guess that'll be good enough, disease, the electrons can be going in a reverse spin, and it appears that because of the ring, it reverses and corrects the spin. So what you've got is you've got a cell then, or a molecule, that is potentized. It's got quite a bit more energy, and it's highly organized. Now, if you take all the molecules in your body, and human bodies are 70% water, and you get them potentized, you're going to have a stronger body. You're going to have a body that can take care of itself, just as you'll have plants taking care of themselves, animals, even the milk in your refrigerator.
Wait, so should you put the ring around a bottle of water to keep that energized?
That's one thing you can do. And also, when you take the ring away, it doesn't mean at that moment that it becomes depotentized. It does have a lifespan depending on the material.
I see.
Actually,
so is it
if you take a jar of water and put it in a ring and hook a feedback loop and an aqua coil on it and arrange it that the three beads are in one spot and, you know, evenly divided the coil and the feedback loop, and put it in there over water, then you have what we call the superpotentized water. And that seems to have high...
Can you repeat that? So I have a bottle of water, and then what do I do?
And then you put it in a ring.
A ring. Okay, one of the rings, yes.
Then you arrange it that the three beads are at one point, like the three beads are at 12 o'clock, and... the aqua coil is at 4 o'clock, and the feedback loop is at 8 o'clock.
Oh, so I need three instruments in order to potentize water.
Exactly. So you hook them on, and you can actually get that from our website. It's called a practitioner set, and it has a one sacred cupid ring and an aqua coil and a feedback loop.
That's hyper potentizing because
super
with this or super potentizing. A simple ring around the water will clear it. We were at a hotel and had some water there that was smelled bad and tasted worse. And within maybe, that one took a little longer because it was so bad, maybe 5 to 15 minutes, totally clear. So you needn't have all of it, but the strongest, the greatest benefit you'll get will be using the three pieces, the ring, AccuVac, and the feedback loop.
Does it matter if the water is in a plastic or a glass container? Does that matter?
Actually, it seems to be better, or the potency seems to keep longer if it is in a glass instead of a plastic bottle.
Right, because glass is an organic material, or just a natural material. I guess it's not organic. There's one other thing on your website that I see called the nose mask. Well, how does that work?
I love this, Ellen. I love the nose mask.
What is the nose? It's a strange-looking instrument.
First of all, it's absolutely delightful. When the moment you put it up to your nose, it's clear, light, fragrant air. And the little story I have, why I really like this, is that a woman in the office working with Slim at that time, she had a horse that had either been bit or by stung or eaten something, that the horse was dying, basically. The organs, everything was arrested. The vet said, we're done, we can't take care of the horse. Judy called Slim, told him about it. He created this mask the size of the horse. She slept beside her horse that night with her hand on the face mask, and the next day the horse was up and out. And that's
really? What does it do? How does it work, the nose mask?
It has an elastic band around it, and you put it up, you fit it over your nose and your mouth, and it's great when you're just getting a cold or something. It clears out the lungs, it clears the nose. It's cleaning out the air. It's potentizing the space within your lungs and cavities. We recently had a clairvoyant look at this, and she said that this works for congestion anywhere in the body. On your liver, she said, one thing she said is not the heart for some reason. She said the liver, the kidneys, you can put it on your knee if your knee's getting cranked up, or your hand. But I love this piece, and especially for people that don't live in Colorado, for example, New York, the face mask would be wonderful.
Really? So are those the basic instruments that you guys have, basically five different instruments that Slim put together? Or is there more that's not on the website that you're still developing?
Well, actually, if you look on the website, it's a new product. And we also have the Seed of Life. That is a configuration of seven rings put into a loss, seven half sacred cubits put into one lost cubit ring.
Mm.
And that is a pretty amazing configuration, and it actually rescued the dog of a friend of ours who was bit up in the ranch in Montana, 45 miles away from the next vet, and was bit by a snake. And, they were running down, and it was obvious that the dog is not going to make it. And then our friend's mom, who got one of those configurations, she had it, and she gave it to the friend who was the dog, and the dog came back to life, started breathing, and by the time they were at the vet, apart from seeing the bite of the snake, there were no more symptoms, and the dog was happy and running around.
I've got a warning for that Seed of Life. Be careful if you don't want to get pregnant, because it gives you a fertility charge. We had a woman who used it. She had the swine flu that turned into pneumonia that was getting quite bad, and she would put it on her chest and at night sleep with it on her, sleep on top of it. And fortunately, she was engaged to get married, but she then was also pregnant. And I don't think it was the Seed of Life, but it enhanced the possibility.
Where is that tool? On which website can I see that?
On the Light Life Technology.
Under what part? Under
New tools.
Under tools. Okay, let me see if I... Because I haven't heard about that one. So you said it potentizes things,
it seems to be raising the vibration in the body so that, every illness, disease have lower vibrations, and so it is raising the vibration, apparently, and speeds up any healing process.
Wow. Oh, another question I have. What's the difference between a qubit and the lost qubit? And what's the difference in their frequency, too?
The lost qubit is named because you don't find the measurement in the scriptures. Like, there were 19 qubit lengths found, but at that time, everything came in 20 or 10, and so Slim's friend, Hans Becker, a mathematician and scientist, he was doing some
some calculations, and he came up with this measurement. And the sacred qubit has a frequency of 144 megahertz, and the lost qubit a frequency of 177. And the sacred qubit seems to work more for the physical, and the lost qubit, we have reason to believe that that is, we also call it hidden qubit, because apparently there was no interest that everybody would find out about the properties like longevity and, elevated mental states and things like that.
Oh, I see. Oh, and the other tool that I'm interested in is the acupressure tool. How does that work?
The acupressure tool has a bead on one side and a loop on the other. It is a quarter loss qubit, and acupuncturists have been using it when people are afraid of the needles. And one side is stimulating a pressure point, and the other side is lowering or discharging it. So this is how people have been using it very lately.
So what do you feel like Slim would want now? Are you in some kind of psychic communication with Slim?
And I do have. I am in communication with him.
What is he saying from the other side?
Well, right now, you know, I'm not communicating with him like I can press the button, but I know what Slim's commitment was and what his desire was to do something for the planet and for the people. And, you know, he invented the tools found them again, because apparently those have been used 3,000-4,000 years ago already, and he wants people to just use them, you know, because what I like about them is a kid can use them. You know, you don't need to be a scientist to clean up the environment, you know. Run the environmental harmonizer when you live in a polluted area. Use the ring when you have pain in your body, or when you want to improve your water. Use the coil when you have a pain the ring doesn't work fast enough. So those tools are here for using. You know, you want to use them. You don't want to have them and not use them.
I was going to say also, these tools are not throwaway items. The tools are made of material that lasts forever. You don't have to charge these with batteries. You don't have to change them. Even if they get a little beat up or misshaped, they're going to carry out their function. And
that's
one thing that you don't have to keep investing to keep it up, to keep it going. You don't need incantations. You don't need extra items or knowledge to use these. These are the people's tools. These are the people's, it's a small revolution. This belongs to the people. They're affordable, and you can use them in so many ways. It's exciting.
Well, yeah, and there are distributors all over the country that have these tools.
All over the world, Alan.
All over the world. But okay, we can get also into some of the other technology, but maybe some people, because you said you might have some call-ins, so if people want to call into BBS Radio, they can call 415-762-1161 and ask Valerie or Katrina about these tools of light, you know, light-like tools. We covered the basic tools, but What is you, Valerie, say you're working with bees and the work with these tools with bees? Can you go into that work a little
bit?
Oh,
I'd love to. This is really my passion right now. What I did last year at this time is kind of intuitively, I'm a frequency healer. I'm initially a Jungian psychologist, but I'm also a frequency healer. And in my honeybee class, we had a long discussion on all the medications that you have to give the bees in the spring, in the summer, before you winterize them, during the winter, when they come together, you know, when they wake up again in the spring. And that's really been for a while out in the science that we are also contributing to the weakening of the bees by medicating them so. And I knew I wasn't going to medicate them. So I went to Hawaii because it was believed that they had the strongest, healthiest bees there because they're largely organic beekeepers and with a great variety of food. And I recorded the sound of the bees in the brood hive, which is the ground hive where the queen bee typically is. And the brood is, that's where her eggs, she's laying eggs there. And I recorded that, and we burned them into two CDs, one full strength and then one at 33% of speed for humans. And what I did also, I went out to Light Life Tools, the company, and I asked Katerina if I could use some of the tools to make this recording. And she very graciously and immediately, by the way, lent me the tools. And I put the harmonizer, while I was recording the bees, I had the harmonizer on top of the beehive. And then I came back and I installed my own bees and I ran the harmonizer. The harmonizer acts like an amplifier of natural frequencies and an organizer of these frequencies. So I was running my BCD of healthy bees through the harmonizer and did that off and on all summer. And then when the bees, you know, put them in the bees to winterize, the bees hibernate during the winter. And how they hibernate is they form a ball in the center of a frame, and they will vibrate their wing muscles to keep warm, and they move from the outside of the ball to the inside of the ball to the outside of the ball so that on the outside they can eat and on the inside they can get warm. And they're also protecting the queen. Well, the most exciting thing, we have it on YouTube, and you can look at the Light Life Technology website to get the YouTube address, or I can give it to you later. The bees, I live at 7,000 feet in Colorado. This winter was the coldest winter with the more prolonged periods of cold that we've had in 20 years. Over 30% of the beekeepers throughout the valley, it's also throughout the country, 30 to 50%, if not more, of the beekeepers are registering hives that did not make it through the winter. So we have a huge bee loss because typically they went into the winter weak because of the pesticides, environment, electromagnetic frequencies that are not beneficial. And then they did not have the strength to move that ball, that vibrating ball in the hive to reach the honey that was all around them. Because this vibrating ball will move slowly throughout the frame of honey, but it got too cold for too long and the bees were too weak, so they starved to death in frames of totally capped honey. They couldn't do it. My bees came out in such force that I have solid black bee frames, which we were told earlier at a conference that what I was seeing had not been seen for 10 years.
Now, what did you do to your bees? What was the technology you used on them again?
I used the harmonizer with the frequencies of my BCD, and during the winter, over each hive, I placed a 3.5 sacred cubit copper ring. And what I suspect, because I can't say, you know, I can't nail it to one thing, is that this bees are 60% water. The honey is 19% water, but in a liquid, also honey is a liquid substance, that this potentized the bees, kept them stronger and warmer because they naturally had a higher temperature in their body. They kept the hive warmer because at the bottom of the hive, you can close the box during the winter. And during the summer, you typically keep that bottom box open, the one towards the ground, facing the ground, so that it'll stay cool. I left my box open all winter, both of them. The queen started laying in January. Queens lay according to the incoming food, the nectar and the pollen, so they can determine how much to lay.
Mm-hmm.
To date, to this date today, I have zero flowers up at 7,000 feet. I don't even have a dandelion bud. So I
suggest... Why is that? How come?
Because of the altitude and the prolonged cold weather.
Right.
Yet the bees are thriving at an astonishing rate. Fortunately, I had two different people come up and open the hives with me, and we videoed that. One was a beekeeper and a biologist, and she kept saying that this, that my brood hive, the eggs and brood and young bees, she said, this is extraordinary. She lives at about probably 6,000, maybe 5,000 feet, 2,000 feet below where I live, at a maybe 10 degrees difference, being warmer in the valley. She's had flowering trees and plants out for over a month, and her brood and honey supply is less than half of mine at 7,000 feet, no flowers.
So you should start to market these tools to beekeepers, right? Isn't
the
that
interesting
what
thing
you're saying?
The greatest response I've gotten from the sale of the CD frequencies, which, by the way, Valerie Hunt called me and we discussed them, and she told me that the science was right on, that these frequencies go right into the connective tissues and bring the body into coherency, but have been to healers. Healers get this immediately without the science, and beekeepers are a little bit more on the traditional side.
But evidence of your hives would seem to prove that there's something very powerful about this.
I will tell you, I suspect that the bees... We know that when a person is lit up, full of light, light in their eyes, or when we've had the pictures of saints with light around their head, we know that light is manna, it's food. And I suspect that the honey and the bees have survived so beautifully because they're taking in light energy as nourishment. Also, the CD provides sound. The frequencies that come out of the harmonizers are called photons, which is light energy, and phonons, which is sound frequency energy. And to sum that up, Slim called it life force. And I suspect, I mean, since there's nothing there to eat, I did not feed them. I suspect that these bees are full of light. And one of the things that the beekeepers said that helped me open the hives is that they said, this is what a hive must look like without disease, without pests, without pesticides. And you can see this on the YouTube, and we'll be putting more on because, yeah, it is a passion of mine and of Katharina to get this out at this really critical time for honeybees.
Right, because people talk about the bees disappearing. And is that true, that the bees are disappearing?
There's been a collapse, what they call colony collapse, going on for probably the last 5 years that have been brought to the attention of the scientific community. And people don't understand that bees pollinate probably up to 60 to 70% of the food stuff that we eat, from fruits to nuts to grains, and that with the loss of the bees, our prices for food are going to go up dramatically. For example, I love avocados. Well, avocados are pollinated by bees, and if we're losing 50% of our bees just to winter die-off, then imagine what the price of your avocado is going to be. That's very simplistic, because the bees also have a place in the food chain for all animals up and down it. Bees have been around for over 200 million years, so they're highly adaptive and apparently extraordinarily beneficial, or they wouldn't be here, they wouldn't be necessary.
Right, so they're obviously necessary for the global food chain and for humans' survival, it seems. So if this is such a powerful technology to keep bees alive, because all you hear about is the bees are disappearing, then we should definitely bring this somehow to a wider public, get this information out there to save the bees, right?
And this is vital, because the exciting piece here, again, this is aligned with what Slim's purpose was with these tools, is to get them to the people. The amount of money that you spend in 1 year medicating your bees to keep them healthy, and then medicating them when they get something, which they will, it far exceeds the amount you're going to pay for one harmonizer, some rings, and the BCD, and these things last indefinitely. There's, you know, you're not buying them every single year. And I just...
But I do have to ask you, Valerie, is it only your hive that you've been experimenting on, your bees, or have other bees, have you done the same sort of experiments with other beekeepers and gotten similar results?
This is the first time out for me. Because I just started a year ago, basically about this time. And so we need people to, I don't have the resources, and I'm writing for grants. So I'm trying to find places where I could get tools to people so they could do research on this. It would be extraordinary if we could get people to call in and set up a chain to find out. The exciting thing for me is when I got my bees last year, my bees are Minnesota hygiene bees, they come with mites. That's just a given. You know, it's like children are born now with toxins in them. Bees come with mites.
Mites? Are you saying M-I-T-E-S, mites?
I'm saying M-I-T-E-S. These are
tiny,
white, microscopic insects that get into the bees. They get into the larva. It's gotten into the bee body, into the trachea part, and they cut off the bee. They cut off the system, and they kill the larva. But with the tools that I used and the frequencies I was using, by about a month after I had my bees installed, there's a way to test for mites, and I tested for them, and I tested with some independent observers with me, and we had no apparent mites on my bees.
Wow.
And mites are ubiquitous. They're universal. They say that's just what you've got. And you don't have to buy that anymore. It's not so.
Is it because bees are so sensitive to tensor fields that they're doing so well when these fields are generated?
What I perceive is that, first of all, you know that when you're with people that are really up, they bring you up. And when your people are depressed, they bring you down. So that was as simple as I thought about my B frequencies, is that if I recorded healthy bees, that those frequencies could be used in the hive of any beehive to help bring the frequency up so the bee can take care of itself. In a recent bee magazine, it said we need to stop looking for bees without mites in them, for example, and look at bees with mites that are very healthy, so that the bee has overcome the effect of the mite or neutralized him. And so I'm saying that, yes, the tensor field has a great effect on them, because if you know the bee is 60% water, and you're potentizing the bee, well, the bee's going to be pretty darn strong and be able to take care of itself.
Right.
And my queen is laid typically in the spring. Right now, when you're opening your hive, you will see the larva that the queen has laid in a round ball on the frames, because that's her perimeter to keep them safe and warm. My bees, again, at 7,000 feet, have larvae, brood cells, from one side of the frame to the other, covering two-thirds of the bottom part of the frame. So there was no issue about strength, cold, or food.
Well, this is revolutionary, isn't it, for beekeepers, it sounds like?
We're extremely excited, and fortunately, Katerina is right here supporting me in everything to get this out there.
So, Katerina, if it works for bees, what other types of creatures would you think this kind of technology would be good for?
Actually, for all of us. You know, for me, it is like there is nobody on this planet who cannot benefit from the light life technology. You know, who doesn't want a clean air? Who doesn't want to be healthy and not rely on medication? You know, who wants not to be, you know, in best shape? So, you know, and apparently what the tools are doing, you know, raising consciousness and helping people to, you know, just get harmony in their life. And the harmonizers seem to, if necessary, point out what needs to happen so that people can achieve the best results in their life, you know? So mm-hmm. We had, you know, Slim ME, we donated several of the large storm chasers to areas before Rita and Wilma, the hurricanes Rita and Wilma hit. And you know, like the side effects of our tools are the red tide in Florida disappeared.
And in Spain,
Valerie just tells me. And like in cities where the pollution is greatly reduced, crime rate is significantly reduced as well. So we do have nice side effects, you know.
But you said the crime rate is reduced as well, the current
rate? Exactly.
Wow.
You know, and Slim explained it very simple. He said, well, you know, when people have a cleaner environment, when they can breathe, you know, a healthy air, then they it seems to affect their brain and they come up with better solutions than, you know, becoming criminals.
Wow. That's amazing. Huh.
It is
so
amazing.
So much.
Know?
Well, when I was sitting with Slim, then I have to say there's an interview where, a video interview where I am interviewing Slim, and then that's going to be for sale on your website?
Actually, this is going to be for sale probably within 3 weeks from now.
On which website will people be able to buy that interview?
On the Light Life Technology website.
Right, because in that interview, Slim is also holding the rings up to the sky and moving storm clouds or clouds.
Exactly.
So that's
exactly.
That's,
I had in a workshop in Switzerland a guy who lives in the wine country in northern part of Italy, and he sent me an email. He used one of our large rings, and he said, you know, we had hail clouds come. They would have destroyed the harvest of our wine farmers there. And, you know, so the hail didn't happen. So, you know, they got the rain they needed, but there was no hail. And it's so simple.
Oh, you know, we have a question coming in from a woman, Gladys Wilson. Hey, are you there, Gladys?
Yes, yes, I am.
Oh, please ask Katerina your question.
Well,
hi, Gladys, how are you?
I was just going to tell Katerina that I purchased some time back one of the rings, and I had an amazing thing happen. I was my well that I use for water, always in the spring, the well is muddy, the water comes through muddy and is all. So I had the ring around the area there, and after a couple of days, the water cleared up.
Wow, that's great.
There was no more muddy haze to the water at all.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that with us.
It was really tremendous.
Thank you.
Great.
Where are you located, Gladys?
Oh, I'm up in the mountains in near Rollins.
In Colorado?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, thank you for calling New Realities.
Yes, uh-huh.
And we have another question from Pen Pal on line two.
Hello, I have a question for Katerina about how the tools are used for agriculture, for plants.
Well,
good question.
There are many uses for agriculture, Pen. So, and I think people use the ring over when they water the plants. Like Slim was telling me a story, he had lice on his on the plants that were like a fence between him and his neighbor. So he thought, well, let's see what I can do with the ring here. And he put the ring over the horse, and he was just for testing, doing first his part of the fence, natural fence, and lo and behold, the lice disappeared. And so, of course, he took care of the neighbor's part as well. And you can put the ring over plants that are not doing so well. You can, like we have on our website, on Slim's website actually, we have a report from New Zealand where they did some testing and putting a ring on irrigation system. You know, like they have these, what do you call them, Valerie, the irrigation pipes or whatever. So they put like one ring on there, then they didn't put a ring on several others, then they put more rings on there again. And then, you know, they could see a significant increase in crop and healthier plants where the irrigated water went through a ring versus not. So, of course, they are putting rings now everywhere. So they are, and the harmonizers used in running the harmonizers is strengthening the plant, so they are not the insects won't hit them, or they are just stronger, so they are not what's the name for it? I'm not sure.
Wait, so if I have a garden, if I'm planting a garden and I want to keep harmful insects away from my plants, you put these rings around the plants and the insects won't eat the plants? Is that what you're saying?
So the harmonizers are strengthening the energy field of the plant so that the Slim explained it to me that, you know, insects only fall on plants that are weak and that are unhealthy. And what the harmonizer apparently is doing is strengthening the plants so that they insects are not don't have any attraction to go there. There's a name for that cannot come up.
So,
well, the insects are attracted, non-beneficial insects are attracted to plants that are in decay because they give off the fragrance of ammonia and ethanol. And so when you have the effects of the harmonizer in that range where your garden is, the plants are stronger because the harmonizer will be working with a paramagnetic field, which then strengthens the plants naturally, because we know that paramagnetic substances or sources such as volcanic ash, basalt, and let me think, what's another one? Decomposed granite. We know that those are very good for the plants and the roots of the plants. And the harmonizer
will bring into coherency a field of paramagnetic force that is naturally in the environment and bring that to the plant, and the plant takes that in and it strengthens the plant, and because it's paramagnetic, it keeps the circulation of the sap in the plant so the plant can take care of itself. And animals that are attracted, or plants, or excuse me, insects that are attracted to decay will not be attracted to these plants.
Wow.
So
the
you
best
end up
tool
with healthier
for a
plants
garden
and
or
increased
farm
production.
Is a harmonizer.
You end up with healthier plants, increased production, larger seed size, larger fruit size. Hopefully we'll have soon a picture on our website of a lemon.
Yep.
You want to tell
but
about
that's it? Just okay. The harmonizer.
You have a
you
comparison
have
of two lemons, one lemon with the harmonizer and one without, and the one with the harmonizer is naturally considerably larger. It is not a GMO.
Right. Well, that's pretty amazing. The other thing I heard Slim use the tools were for clearing energies, that negative energies that were in the ground, and he had my friend Susan plant these tools at certain places that he would douse, and he changed the energy field of a whole town in Colorado, actually, wasn't
and
it?
And actually what Slim was doing there was he was dousing, and yeah. You know, he was dousing for Chupat Express Lines, and this is yeah. another area where Slim is, you know, just did amazing work, because, you know, I'm from Germany, and dowsing and, you know, water, finding water or Chupat Express is, you know, nothing new. We have done that for hundreds of years. However, there was never a solution, you know, like people were told, oh, you have to move your bed, or you have to move out of the house, find a healthier spot to live. And what Slim did at your friend's place and in thousands of other locations, he has been locating the Chupat Express Lines, and then he put copper rods in the ground to block those, what I work, those negative Chupat Express Lines. So, you know, so people didn't have to move out of their home or move their bed or any other furniture. They were just relieved from the stress that affected their life.
So did he teach other people how to do this? How to
definitely, and we are continuing with this work. I just did a workshop with Scott Anderson, and Scott is teaching the practical part of the dowsing, where people actually can learn how to find those negative lines and how to block them. And actually, we are doing a workshop in the Chicago area in June.
Uh-huh. Where could they find out information about that?
Yeah, you find information on slimsperling.com as well as on lightlifetechnology.com. It is
anything
June 18th, 19th, and 20th, and it's at a lady who has horses and teaches children horseback riding, and she invited Slim and me to come up to look at her place, and, you know, Slim taught them some dowsing and found the vortex and did a lot of work there, and it definitely improved the horse barn and everybody there. You know, there were areas where the horses just wouldn't go, and after Slim did the dowsing and blocked the zones, the horses would go everywhere in the barn and, you know, didn't avoid areas they used to avoid before his work.
Huh. What else are the tools used for? So they use for health and agriculture and earth energies and bees. What else? And water, potenizing?
You know, we had some really great results with children, special ed children. And Slim and me, we were talking, and, you know, my passion are children, and, you know, I mean, of course, I want to have a clean environment, but if it weren't for the children and for all of us, then, you know, so I said, I wish we could do something more for children. And so we, next day, I get a report from a woman who has been using the tools with children and had, you know, really great results. And I said, well, if you're willing to send us a report, then I'm willing to, you know, donate you more tools, whatever you need. And so I think she had 11 or 13 children.
Yeah, autistic children.
And so let Valerie explain the whole report, because we got like 28 pages and Valerie did a summary so that, you know, so she can explain it better to you. But it was amazing what happened.
Within 1 month, these children, first of all, were considered the worst case of autistic children that they had in this special group. And they
where was
in
this
the harmonizer.
Where are you talking? What state are we talking?
This was in California. And they brought in the harmonizer and some rings, feedback loops, AccuVac, and they just let the children play with them. And the children very soon caught on that it made them feel better. So they wore the rings on their head that they called crowns, and they called the other rings bracelets. And here's the amazing thing. These autistic children, as you know, are not able to socialize. They don't display empathy, compassion, sharing. They don't have the patience to learn in ways that other children in a classroom. And they said this classroom had four teachers and two aides for 11 students at the fifth grade age group. The kids couldn't play on the playground with the other children because they couldn't, well, they couldn't be organized into a playing situation. Within 1 month, the entire class, first of all, they had got a pizza party, but second of all, what they said was that it did not necessarily raise their natural IQ, but the children displayed compassion, sharing, generosity. They noticed when another child was losing it, and they would bring one of the tools to the other child to either they would use it on the child in some way that they perceived appropriate, or they would give it to the child to use. A child would feel that he or she was losing it in some way, and they would go to the desk and pick up one of the tools and use it on themselves in a timeout that they would determine that they needed. And what they said the children most enjoyed was order in the classroom. One child, being about 11 years old, had never spoken correctly through a trauma. Within that month, he was speaking in complete sentences and participating in class. To read this 8-page report, it was so wonderful because the teacher had put the report in the children's words, and that's why you just can't capture it unless you read the whole thing, but it is so exciting what is possible.
Where is the report? Where is it located, that report?
That report we have in a folder, and like I said, I summarized it, and we will have that summary up under research on our website shortly. Like
right.
In a couple
okay.
Of days.
Doris is on line one with a question. Go ahead, Doris. You have a question?
Yeah, my question is the website. I could not understand what it was because you said it kind of fast.
LightLifeTechnology.com is the website for the tools, and the field report on New Zealand is slimsperling.com.
Did you get that? It's
yeah,
light,
but the website actually
light.
Is light, L-I-G-H-T,
LightLifeTechnology.com.
Yeah, I know how to spell that. Technology at the NGY.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Okay.
Now,
and then
do you have any other
the
questions,
one with the dowsing in Chicago, the workshop?
Oh, the workshop is on both websites, and it's on the event workshops.
Oh, it's the same website.
Yes. Both websites have the workshop
but
on there.
But on the event one.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Yeah, and well, I'm very interested in what you're talking about. I will get on the website and research some more. I came in a little late, but when you were mm-hmm. talking about the bees, I have a friend that has bees in Philadelphia, in
yeah,
Pennsylvania
it's just
area.
Really wonderful
and,
what happened.
I know he
you
would
know.
Be very much interested in that.
Doris, I was just going to give you the website for the bee research, and that is called healingbees.org.
Healingbees.org?
Yes. But you can also find that on Light Life Technology. They have a link to healingbees.org.
Okay. I know he would be very much interested in that because he's into frequency and all that, so...
Well, this week, can you report
yeah, I'm sure
back
he
to us, Doris?
If
there's a big change in your friend's bees, will you let us know?
Yeah,
say
that
again,
great.
Now?
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you, Doris, for calling.
Thank you.
Katerina, Valerie, is there anything else you think people should know about, well, Slim, of course, was a mystery, you know, because, but, you know, he was so far ahead of his time in a way. But anything else about the tools that you want to tell people or maybe new ways that people haven't even thought of using them, I guess, are still possible.
Actually,
right?
Valerie did some interesting research when we were traveling and Valerie needed some exercise, so she decided to go swimming and I let her talk about that. You know, but Slim is really about the people, you know, and he says, live kindly, live consciously, and this is your world. So just, it's up to us, you know, it's up to us what we do with it. And he gave us the tools to make a huge difference on the planet.
Wow, and they are, yeah. So what happened to you, Valerie?
Well, I used to be a big swimmer, and then when I moved up to the mountain, I stopped doing that. So Katerina and I were at a prolonged workshop. So I went down to the pool to do a half hour of laps and could barely get through it. And then about 10 o'clock in the morning, my shoulders ached, my arms ached. So I stuck some of the one-half sacred cubit rings under my clothing into my shoulders and arms. And probably within about 10 minutes, all of that disappeared. So the next day, I decided to be proactive, and I put the rings on my arms, one on each arm, while I swam. I could have swum to China. I had no loss of energy, no loss of air. I was not dehydrated. There's nothing. And so the rest of the weekend, I swam with the rings on my arm, well, the 4 days we were there. But another one that's kind of funny was I went snowshoeing at 12,000 feet. I'm 57 and my son is 32. And the first day we went snowshoeing, I didn't have the rings with me. We were up for about an hour and a half. And coming down, I had nearly finished my water. My knees ached and I was pretty tired. Well, 2 days later, we went back up. And this time we brought a friend of his, a girl who was about 31, and she said, I work out a lot, and we'll see how I do. So I asked her if she wanted to go ahead of me, and she said, well, not yet. Well, I had a ring over on each arm, and I went straight up this mountain and down, and I was ahead of both my son and this girl. And then a group of college kids, we moved over to let them pass. And one of the boys said, wow, did you see her? And Adrian, my son, said, my mother is beating us. And I said, honey, can I remind you of this? No aches, no pains, no dehydration, no after effects. It was a wonderful day for a woman like me.
Well, do you think all athletes, if they use these rings, would increase their performance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It seems I put that on our Facebook, and another woman wrote in and said she gets the greatest benefit from the rings when she's doing something aerobic. And it can be just work, like cleaning the house, for example. And she also said even she put it around her ankle. She must have small ankles or feet, too. When she sprained her ankle and yet needed to get a lot of work done that day, and within, you know, let's say half an hour, she had no more pain sensation in that leg.
Wow, that's amazing. That's
you know, the applications are really only limited by our imagination.
Right.
That's you know, good. I mean, people come up with ideas I would never think of, and that's the beauty, you know. I mean, just play with it, and you cannot do anything wrong apart of not using them, you know.
Well, we're going to stay in touch about all this and any other developments. We could do another show in a few months and see how other people's bees are doing, and we'll just take it from there. So just before we wrap up, just kind of just sum up a little bit, but also give the websites again. Could you? Hello?
Okay, I just, my summary is, I do, my position with Caterina is to work on research and read the field reports and organize this information that's been out there for, about 20 years or more. And what I'm seeing and what people are reporting that have had the harmonizer activated for a prolonged period of time, and this is a year or more, is new life. They're reporting all over, all the same stuff. They're seeing more fish in the stream. They're seeing birds come back where they hadn't been, or numbers of birds. They're seeing beneficial insects on the rise where they had stopped seeing butterflies, where there were no more ladybugs. They're seeing it's new life and lots of it in abundance, and that's very exciting. And, of course, that's what I see with my bees, and that's healingbees.org. Caterina.
Okay. So our website again is slimsperling.com, and there you find many field reports, and we are going to update those. And for more information on our tools, our new products, which we maybe get into next time, and
yes.
That would be lightlifetechnology.com. And light is LIGHT, life is LIFE, technology.com.
And also look for my upcoming DVD interview, Alan Steinfeld
exactly.
And Slim Sperling.
And people can sign up for our newsletter, and as soon as we have our the DVD ready for sale, we announce it on our newsletter, so people are welcome to get it there.
And how do they sign up for the newsletter?
Go to the website and go to news, and there is an area where you can sign up for the newsletter.
And it's a beautiful interview because Slim is such a beautiful guy. He comes off really, really peaceful and harmonious in that interview we did out in Long Island.
And he is still with us, Alan. He, you know, as he said in a message to one of our friends, you know, he said, I'm not going anywhere. If you want to talk to me, invite me for a cup of coffee and I show up, you know. So he is still around. He is still inspiring us on a daily basis. And he is watching over us and make sure we are doing a good job.
Well, he was pretty cosmic even when he was alive. He was pretty
cosmic. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he is just as much now. Thank you both.
Thank you so much for having us, Alan. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Alan. This was fun.
Thank you. I've been talking to Caterina Sperling and Valerie Solheim, and they deal with the light life technology tools of Slim Sperling. Thank you for listening. This is New Realities with Alan Steinfeld, and check my website, newrealities.com. Email me at newrealities@earthlink.net, and you can look for an archive of this program on bbsradio.com and also on my website, newrealities.com. Thank you for listening. Love, light, light, light.
dying.